Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 11, the verses 17 to 22. In the following directives, I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you, and to some extent, I believe it. No doubt, there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. So then, when you come together, it is not the Lord's supper you eat. For when you are eating, some of you go ahead with your own private suppers. As a result, one person remains hungry and another gets drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God by humiliating those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? Certainly not in this matter. Friends, can I invite you to think with me on the theme, the true meaning of communion, unity over division. In the text I have just read to you, the Corinthian church is confronted by Paul for their division and misconduct, particularly concerning the Lord's Supper. The very act that symbolizes unity and remembrance of Jesus was being tainted by social distinctions, divisions, and selfishness. The Apostle Paul highlights the gravity of the situation by suggesting that their divisions rendered their gatherings more harmful than beneficial. The passage calls into question the sincerity of one's faith if it does not manifest in love and unity with fellow believers. My dear friends, in the strange times we currently live in, as we long for the physical company of our fellow believers, this passage reminds us of a fundamental truth. The essence of gathering is not just being physically together, but being united in spirit, purpose, and love. There is a powerful message here for today's church, especially in times where physical gathering may be limited. The unity and love that is supposed to be the hallmark of the church should not be taken for granted or overshadowed by personal preferences, social statuses, or distinctions. However, the warning from Paul the Apostle is clear. It is possible for a church to come together, to have all the right rituals, yet miss the heart of the gospel. The Corinthian church had divided itself based on socioeconomic lines. They were together physically, but spiritually they were fragmented. Their practice of the Lord's Supper had become a display of division rather than unity. In doing so, they missed the essence of what it means to be the body of Christ. My dear friends, communion isn't merely an act we participate in. It is a declaration of our unity in Christ. In times when the world is already filled with divisions, the church must be the beacon of unity and love. As we anticipate coming together for communion, wherever we are, we must ask, will our gathering be a true reflection of Christ's love and unity, or will it deepen divisions? Are we truly embracing the unity that Christ died to establish, or are we letting divisions and personal preferences hinder our true worship? Lord Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of being part of your body, the church. Forgive us for the times we have allowed division and personal preferences to overshadow your command to love one another. As we reflect on the Lord's Supper, help us to truly grasp its significance, not just as a ritual, but as a powerful symbol of unity and the unity that you desire for your church. May our gatherings, whether virtual or physical, be a true reflection of your love and unity. Guide our hearts and minds to be always centered on you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.